I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Most Iraqi refugees arrive in Jordan with their passports, but they're not given refugee status. And without it, they can't get help from big aid groups like the United Nations. Instead, aid comes from the local church and Christian organizations. Rawan Haddad with Ten Schools International recently visited a partner in Jordan, the Good Shepherd Center. Their partnership gives refugee kids a chance to know Christ.
This school was established in Amman. They are serving 117 Iraqi refugee children currently in their spiritual, social, academic, and also relationship. Seeds of love and peace are planted in this healthy environment.
And it's not easy to find Christian education in the Arab world. Based in Jordan, the Program for Theological Education by Extension provides a vital opportunity for Arab church leaders across the globe. Chris Coleman explains.
PTEE is such a financially effective way of developing the leaders for the Arab church because they are the Arab speakers. They're already part of the churches here. They're part of the ministries, but they're young. They're unable to go to, residential seminary.
PTEE strategically helps church leaders develop much-needed skills. Through their program, students can stay active in ministry while going to seminary at the same time. You can invest in Arab church leaders for as little as $23 a month. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries, and this month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. They're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Look for the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.